Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
The other day, somebody on Facebook commented about my video. She said that she finds it incredibly distracting, that she can't believe that I would film while doing such an unpleasant task. That was her Facebook comment. And look, I get it, I love it. Thank you for posting that. Love opinions. And you know how I responded? I responded back, thank you for your comment. I wasn't filming during an unpleasant task. I was actually filming during a task I thoroughly enjoy. And that was it. And listen, who knows where she's at? I mean, I don't know this person, but I want to thank her for reaching out because that's cool. But I just had to correct her opinion of what I do, because to me, exercise is amazing. Exercise is fantastic. And it's not unpleasant. Now, I'll tell you what's unpleasant is taxes. All right. So if you want to know a task for me that's unpleasant, it's crunching numbers, it's math, it's taxes. So you will never see me film. Well, maybe you will see me film during an unpleasant task sometime, like preparing my taxes. But I got people that say they don't want me to film when I drive, so now I don't do that anymore, not because of them, but because I don't want anyone else to copy and get hurt, because that would be on my conscience. But now I can't film while I'm biking. Here's the point. Folks, you're always gonna have critics. You're always gonna have haters. You're always gonna have people that try to push you back, put you in a cage, shut you down, box you in. And listen, I'm not responsible for those people. You aren't either. And listen, for years, I was a people pleaser. And that's just how I grew up, as a people pleaser. I had to recover from people pleasing. And I can honestly say that God has set me free. It doesn't mean that I don't take in people's opinions. No, come on, we don't want to be idiots. We don't want to be arrogant. We don't want to be egotistical. But it means that I'm no longer accountable to everyone else's thoughts and opinions. And I'll tell you what, that is a freeing thought. And some of you watching this right now, that is for you today. Because you've been living under a big yoke of slavery. It's been a weight. It's been something pushing you down. And I used to write that way, where I thought, oh my gosh, what about that last sentence? What if my boss doesn't approve? What if my family doesn't approve? What if my friends don't approve? And you cannot write when you have that weight upon your chest. So I want to challenge you and encourage you. In my book, you're only accountable to one, and that's the one who created you. And we must all give an account for how we invested our time, our talents, and our treasure in this life. But I want to set you free today. Live in freedom, because it is a wonderful thing. And I'll tell you what, I'm having a blast today on the bike. We'll see you later.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.